Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hi there, welcome to the Year in Review here at the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Jessica Alsman.
And I'm Grace Yinger, and we're here to show you our favorite clips from the entire year this year, including some of these. Now, Jess, do you remember the beginning of this year, Tom made a resolution to stop being so mean to Josh? I can't even say it with a straight face. Just take a look to see how well that went.
Yeah, it went real well. Real well.
I think it's time we just go, you're okay the way you are. You don't need to do anything. You're just okay.
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
We've got fat shaming.
Jesus, people.
Sure. Now we've got dirt button shaming.
Yeah. Fat shaming. That's something that we shouldn't be a part of, right?
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. I just ate 2 sausage burritos in a matter of a minute and a half.
Well,
that's Tom's resolution, remember? He's not going to...
Which I disagree with.
Okay. But
I'm not as the person who's being so-called shamed, I am against his resolution.
Okay, well, we'll see. Now,
he'll forget in a month anyway.
He'll manage to plow through, believe me.
There'll be an irresistible...
He'll soldier on.
Well, I know that Dan's looking around. He doesn't understand what's happening. I got everybody for Christmas. I got them Christmas pies and cookies from my pie lady who makes these amazing pies. Everyone will vote yes on that. And Josh opted to get a box of cookies.
Yeah.
And these are monster cookies.
Okay.
And they're just incredible homemade cookies.
Take them home to the family.
And they were all delivered. I was pretty busy at the time. They were all delivered here, and everyone had to come pick them up. But Josh had to leave. He was heading to his hometown of St. Louis. So, Josh, I called him on a Wednesday or texted him and said, hey, your cookies are – you have to hook up with the pie lady to get them. And then he texted back saying, yeah, he was on his way to St. Louis and he had the cookies. And then what did I do, Josh? I feel terrible about it.
You responded, if you don't have a hatchback, make sure the cookies are in the trunk so they actually make it to St. Louis.
You shamed him.
Then I felt really bad about that. Right. And then I'm at I'm at my grocery store, my safe place.
Right.
And this guy walks up to me and he goes, that was really funny, that thing you did to Josh about the cookies and the hatchback. And I'm thinking, what, did I post that by mistake somewhere? And apparently it had been posted. And I just felt really bad about it. So,
but you shouldn't. It was very funny.
But the cookies the cookies did make it.
And as you and I have discussed, they did. They have all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.
Now, when I got them to St. Louis, I still ate 10 out of the 12. So it kind of didn't matter. But get in, and then I was changing lanes. So...
Were you upset because your car wasn't up to snuff with the others? You know, they're going by.
What?
Oh, look, Range Rover, Jaguar, Cadillac.
What is this, a 1% funeral now?
What is this, a 1% day?
Jesus.
Gosh.
He's got new interest, man. He got some new money. You must got Bitcoin money. We don't know about it.
Your automobile simply wasn't up to snuff, Joshua.
Yeah, I'm just asking if you
nice
felt.
Car.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I'm just asking if you felt self conscious. Why would you feel self conscious? Christie's right. All of a sudden,
I didn't feel self conscious.
I'm not stopping in any lights.
I felt disrespectful. You don't get in the middle of a. You're supposed to pay attention.
Well, how do you
to
feel
that
about
stuff?
That waitress who you were boning in your mind and you go back for seconds? hey, by the way, honey, last night you and I had a good time. It's a shame you weren't there.
What?
Are you smelling oranges right now?
You set up that scenario. He didn't. First of all. Never mind.
I bet he's going to this weekend. Hate to be your waitress.
Speaking of waitresses,
count the butter.
This is one you will not be fantasizing
count
about.
Count the butter, chuckle.
A waitress who's
count
worked...
the butter.
A waitress who's worked at a Penn State hangout for more than 6 decades has called it quits. 81-year-old Emma Gonzalez retired from the corner room this week.
I wouldn't use her for your fantasy this week.
Where she worked for 61 years.
There's nothing more charming than that lovely curmudgeon.
Emma, yep.
Unless they're awful people. She worked her first. This lady was, I'm sure.
She worked her first shift at the restaurant in the 50s and has not missed a shift since.
Okay. If I come in when I'm sick, I'm telling everybody about it.
She said,
I can't believe we can't smoke here no more. when right, they stopped smoking. No, I took all them ashtrays home. I did.
Poor
you
Emma.
Won't believe who we allow to eat in here now.
Yeah, your name may be English, but you sure as hell ain't from England, mister.
It's a crime.
Hey. That's funny. No, those old waitresses, they can be mean and sweet.
You're right, right.
Like they keep walking past you like 10 times, and you're like, can I get, hold your horses, sweetie. I'm an octopus. I don't have 8 arms.
You're like, I ain't an octopus.
Oh, she called me sweetie.
All right, lady.
Yeah. Some e-cigarette company is offering scholarships.
Oh, an e-cigarette company. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
They want people to write essays on why vaping may be safer than smoking.
I honestly thought the car in front of me was on fire. I did not. I've never seen so much smoke coming out of the windows of a car before.
Yeah, but I do think that Donnie makes a good point. You never saw, as he calls him, Huntley Bogart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Bogart walking up to Bacall at the bar, blowing off a thing of steam and handing her that huge apparatus? Doesn't really have the...
You don't share those, do you?
I bet you do.
You
sure.
do?
Sure.
And you ever see the thing where Bogart takes two cigarettes, lights them both, and hands
them? Well, yeah, but they're not sharing the same cigarette.
You ever share a...
Share the same vape.
Share a bite at dinner? It's the same.
I bet people have shared vapes.
Sure.
Okay.
It's gross.
Why?
Why?
How does that differ than sharing a spoon at dessert?
It's not...
Who shares a spoon at dessert?
Everybody shares spoon. If you're in love, well, I'm sorry. Like,
hang on a second. Josh.
Oh, I
Josh.
See what I've done. Damn it. Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. First off, forget about sharing a spoon at dessert. Who shares their dessert?
What am I, crazy?
Yeah.
That chocolate tower's mine!
I'm calling fake news on all that.
Tried to share dessert last night, but no.
What happened?
Oh, we ended up leaving without the dessert.
Who got in trouble?
We were having this argument about this delicious lemon meringue pie versus the chocolate cake, and it couldn't decide and finally just had nothing.
What a miserable, awful end to a dinner.
So I'm unclear on this.
You don't have to turn the oven on to
just to set the timer.
Oh, but he had to sleep in the living room.
But he had to sleep in the living room so he could hear the oven go off.
So he doesn't own an alarm clock.
Apparently not. Maybe we should chip in and get him an alarm clock.
Why would you if you have your phone?
Sure.
Yeah.
But if your phone's on the fritz.
Because I have an alarm clock. In fact, I have two of them.
Of course you do.
I have an alarm clock. I set both.
You make two alarm clock money. Not a lot of people do.
I forgot. I
had the cops come to the hotel.
Now that the divorce is 20 years gone, I've got enough. I have enough for that second alarm clock.
Right.
Actually, I was able to keep both alarm clocks in my divorce.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she didn't want those?
No, she didn't need one.
Wow. How much did that joke cost?
You're going to be pawning stuff at the end of this week.
$4,000, but man, it's worth it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you know, it was worth it. Joke. Yeah.
I give Oscar credit. I wouldn't have thought about that. I wouldn't have thought to set my timer.
I don't give Oscar credit at all. Oscar, why didn't he have...
You can set your microwave so it's on a timer, but it doesn't...
But his microwave isn't, unlike many of us, his microwave isn't in his bedroom, Josh.
Hang on.
Here we go.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. These are the contents of my room.
Yep.
Your bedroom?
I have a bed, of course. Yes.
A dresser.
The walk-in closet has now been converted into a walk-in freezer. Why wouldn't it have been? Uh-huh. Microwave sits on the nightstand right next to my bed.
Sure.
You know,
hurry up!
No, your nightstand's a refrigerator. What are you talking about?
Yes. All right. The nightstand is a mini fridge.
What kind of a mobile do you have above the bed?
Crackers.
Condiments.
Have you ever...
So he wakes up, he can just...
Yes. Yeah.
Right off
just
the
pull down a yummy treat.
Dangling sausages and things that I can crane my neck and bite.
If you crank it, it plays a little song.
Right.
Oh.
And I don't have an alarm clock either.
No.
I just wait for the doorbell to ring.
For the delivery
The Grubhub man is there
right.
with my many omelets.
The multi-omelets. That's how I wake up. God, you're a dick.
Sorry.
No, that sounds good.
Bob, explain Bumble to me now, please.
It's a dating app. Then you swipe left or swipe right. I swiped right on her.
Which means you liked her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she swiped right on me. We are a match. And then you played that waiting game for them to say hello, because they have to say hello first.
So then what's next then? So swipe, and then does she phone you? Or
she text you?
Or slide into your DMs?
Oh, she slid into my DMs.
Uh-huh.
She messaged me real
did
quick.
Did you slip into her?
Yeah, I gave her the old plug and play.
It was a first date, you dick.
I wanted to know.
I didn't know what he said.
If you slipped into her AH. That's what's...
On a first date.
Oh, got it.
God.
I can't take it.
Look, his face...
Look at him.
Wow, he's red with joy.
Look, he can't stand
it. No.
It's so funny to him.
He's crying.
That's an eager gal.
Yeah. She's
sorry. Sobbing.
She came to play.
I'm sorry. So this one's called Bumble.
Yeah.
So it starts off with just a photograph.
Yeah.
You see her picture.
Yeah.
Now, is your photograph a recent photo?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Another shot at me.
Ever had sex in a closet?
Yeah, Tom. You ever have sex in a closet?
No, can't say I have.
I haven't either. Josh?
In a closet. No. Made out in a closet. Mm-hmm.
You've made out in a closet?
Yeah, you know, back in
spend
the bottle days. Yeah, that kind of thing.
7 minutes of heaven or whatever it is.
So I'm assuming it was a walk-in.
Yeah, of course. Me and the, invariably 400-pound woman. The only woman. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You're such a dick. And do you think everyone loves you and it's not the case? I don't know what's wrong.
Oh my God.
Closets, even if you're the skinniest person, they're full of stuff. They have to be a walk-in.
It's very, they're packed with,
Don't take it the wrong way.
How could I?
No. Yes, that was all you're doing. You taking it the wrong way. Josh. Pull me damned. I'm doing a shot.
A Massachusetts couple have finally gotten the church wedding they always wanted.
Oh.
70 years after first tying the knot.
Wow.
The Telegram and Gazette reports 90-year-old Edwin Goyne and 89-year-old Lena Goyne.
They're going to be going soon.
Goyne?
Renewed their vows Saturday at the Roman.
Goyne went.
Goyne.
Yeah, don't leave the till death do us part thing in there.
Oh, come on. They renewed their vows.
Until Tuesday do us part.
Saturday at the Roman Catholic Church of the Good Shepherd.
Sorry.
Thanks to some careful planning by their family.
This
I have
is
no
sweet.
Idea. Why did they not get a church wedding to begin with? They realize in the Catholic Church they've never been married.
No, so they're going to hell. Sorry about that, folks.
We joke. That is a very sweet story.
That is a very sweet story.
Hyman Jack, you're out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think the bride wore white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Sorry.
No, I'm not.
Have some patience. Chunkles. Can't wait 30 seconds. No, Rosanna's here. Oh,
yeah, I don't understand how people do that.
Wow.
I eat right from oven. Jesus.
Is that libelous?
Are you an adult? If you say you went there, you did it. Josh, let's just say you were an Olympic athlete, and I'm just going to figure that what sport would you be most likely to be in? Probably like curling, I'm guessing.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. I don't know, Tom. Isn't curling on ice? Better be pretty thick, don't you think? With my girth waddling around on it. Oh!
I love the...
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. One of the Americans has fallen through the ice.
Tokyo is 14 hours ahead, so it'd be 8:20.
Can lock the door from across the room. Wouldn't that be great? You come back from the bathroom.
How many times have you been
here?
Late in the past 2 days? Opposed to how many times I've been late.
Then Christy had an even better idea.
Mm.
Instead of locking the door.
What's your idea again?
We could just charge it. So when you touched it, you got a little zap.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Well, you are really mean lately, aren't you?
Now, how many amps? How many amps before it induces a heart attack? What's the?
Oh, that's funny stuff.
His heart is fine.
Yeah, the next run to the emergency room, I'll let you know, buddy.
Oh, that's okay. I was choking in the green room earlier. I was really coughing. Yeah.
No, he was choking. I walk in the green room.
Were you being serious when you're screaming, help me? Were you being serious?
I wasn't serious when I screamed, help me.
No, but he had just.
It was a serious cough.
He had just hoovered a donut.
Oh, nice.
And so instead of asking if I was okay, Tom said, are you choking on a donut? And then he said, it'll make a hell of a eulogy.
He died doing what he loved, inhaling donuts.
Are you choking on a donut? Are you dying from being
gunshot? Can you imagine him calling my mother?
Well,
Mrs. Arnold, and then just start giggling as he was getting it out.
You didn't even try to Heimlich him?
He indicated that he was okay.
Oh.
I actually was in a situation once where someone needed to be Heimlich, and I didn't. This is serious. And I didn't know that they, I thought they were kidding. Seriously.
Oh, man.
Have you ever seen it done?
Was it Godwin?
Because it, no. It shoots out. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
When you do it, and if you don't know how to do it, find out how. It's especially if you've
got
kids.
Save a life.
But, I mean, it flies out. It's not like some gurgling.
What was it? Could you tell?
Oh, I forget what we were reading. I think it was
cherry
chicken,
tomato,
chicken or steak or something. But
it looks like a cherry tomato.
But nothing was better than the blueberry in Willie's nose. That was a classic. He crammed a blueberry up his nose when he was
blew in his ear and it shot.
I'll never eat blueberries with Willie again.
Yeah, no, you don't blow in their ear. You shut the nostril and blow in their mouth while they're lying down, and the blueberry shot across the room.
Oh, you don't blow in the anus.
Really?
No.
And you want me to call your mom?
Only Tom's mouth and his anus are connected. Well. Everybody else is normal.
Well, I've got some bad news for you. Josh died, but not before he got out a really solid anus reference on the show. You'd be proud.
Thought we were going to talk about burning the house down. The Hertz Donut Shop in Wichita, Kansas. We've talked about them before. They're offering a donut version of the edible Tide Pods.
Now, Grace, do you get the name of that, why it's called the Hertz Donut?
Yes, I do. This one I do.
It's based on a classic joke. Mm-hmm.
And he still wants to explain.
What? No. Not necessary. Josh is the one who brought it up off the air. One of your buddies went there yesterday?
Yeah. Our friend Greg Warren was
really
in Springfield, Missouri, and they have one there. And he got the Tide Pod Donut. It looked good.
Did he send a picture of it to you?
Yeah, he's got a picture up. Mm-hmm.
Does he regularly send you photographs of food?
Here we go.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. My friends don't bother sending me photos of their children or maybe even some nudes they get from people they're having. They send me pictures of pastries. Because I'm fat. And I like to eat those kind of things.
We have Christy, can you rescue this show?
Can sex be just as empty and unfulfilling for men as it is for women? Researchers at the Queensland
Ideally.
University have conducted the first ever study on male post-coital dysphoria.
Post-coital dysphoria.
Huh. A condition that leads to the feelings of sadness, crying, or irritability following sex. Mm-hmm.
Well, crying, Josh, isn't that pretty much what you do before?
God, he's on a roll today,
isn't
he?
With the begging?
Yeah, uh-huh. I have to beg and cry.
You notice an interesting dynamic here.
Yeah, what'd you figure out here?
Well, what I figured out, Josh, and this isn't by no means am I being, you know,
Disrespectful,
but... You see, this kind of behavior from Tom used to be directed towards Chick.
Yeah. Yes,
now,
yeah.
Somehow, I noticed with the advent of you, this has slowly shifted. Now, whether this is from some kind of financial under-the-table payments to Tom by Chick.
If you queer this deal for me.
Okay. I don't know if Chick cut a check under the table.
There might have been a meeting and an agreement that I'd had it.
Okay, yeah. That could be that. And now I notice that. Or it might be not at all coincidental. You could be anybody. It could just be that Tom's an a-hole. It could be that, too. We
it could
do
be
not
that
know.
Simple. Yeah, no,
what's
true.
It called again? Sexual dysphoria.
Post-coital dysphoria.
And women have previously been found to experience what they call PCD, but this is the first
evidence
that men
sobbing after
suffer
sex?
From it.
And they're
unfulfilled.
You ever had
a woman cry
they're
after
happy.
Sex?
Oh, of course not. He's just such a complete and total lover that they fall at his feet and thank him for servicing them.
I thought the high fiving.
Yes.
Was
over the top. Yes. Oh my God.
That would be super awkward. God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
Yes.
So you have cried after sex, Christy?
Out of joy, not out of sadness.
Are you being serious?
No, I've never cried after sex. After they've left, I've cried.
Wow. Well, thanks. Do we have a way to seal the can of worms? Could we develop a can of worm sealer product? Hi. Are you sitting
in the hat? Maybe you should try to wear the hat.
Are you at Thanksgiving dinner and someone brings up that unfortunate you-know-who? Are you at Thanksgiving and they show pictures of your ex-girlfriend? You need the can of worms closer.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure there are people that suffer from this.
I don't doubt it. I'm just not familiar with it.
And no, of course not.
No. It would be, no, I, what, have you experienced this? You finish
usually
an
endorphins
intimate
kick in
moment
and you feel
start sobbing.
Really good.
Are you kidding me? I've been divorced 3 times, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That wasn't, there are a couple of those that are loose. It was no picnic, let me tell you.
I don't mean sobbing when you open up your bank statement. I mean.
Oh, boy.
Well,
yikes. You know?
No. I know what you mean.
So true.
There's a feeling sometimes afterwards where you finish, you're laying there, and your thought is, that could have been anybody.
Jesus.
And it's all a shame.
I mean, am I right?
All right.
I mean, a chick knows.
But you've been in love many times.
Many times.
Many.
I'm a huge fan of love.
That's right. Yeah. He loves love.
And, yes. And
how long does your love last?
Until the front door, you know.
All the way down.
I mean,
the elevator.
Christy, have you ever had the kind of love that ends the moment they leave the room, going down the stairs, out the door, through the apartment complex, and their love, like Elvis, has left the building?
Maybe. Might have happened a time or two.
Sitting in for Josh is comedian Pat Godwin.
Hey, everybody.
And Pat, once again, on the south end of a dating episode.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I was looking forward to it.
Pat had a date yesterday, and she...
And Tom doesn't know what went wrong. Him constantly belittling and putting all of... we all have shortcomings, and he loves to put Pat's on display.
I didn't say anything. Pat is...
Where'd you meet this gal?
I met her about a year ago here in this area.
Okay.
Check local listings for your area.
Now, were you pointing to your groin when you...
I met her at my groin, yeah.
When you could... She just said, in this area, did a little swirl with your finger pointing to your balls.
Balls? See, once again, you know why he did that? Because you're insane. That's why he has to do that.
I met her at a glory hole at a fast food place on 82nd Street.
She'll never text you back now.
Not after hearing glory hole.
I think we should talk to her somehow and find out what the hell rendering is.
You need to give me her number. I'm going to text her.
Now, what did she say? She said she
had to do 3 renderings for work tomorrow.
Yeah, she must be an work for an architect or be an architect.
And rendering sounds like something designer. That comes in from behind, doesn't it?
Prepare for your rendering.
That's a rear ending. That's different.
Come up and see my etchings and I'll give you a rendering.
Mm-hmm. So you're on kind of a rough streak of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you take these ladies back to your hotel room here? Or?
Do I take these ladies? No. Don't take them. No. I asked them to go with me. Don't take them. Well, it's like I'm kidnapping
them. He can't afford duct tape right now. So he's going to have to borrow some from the engineers.
You know, if there was one of the comedians, it would be Godwin. Oh, dear Godwin killed 9 people. Yep.
I believe
it. That sounds right. He seemed like such a nice guy, we'd all go, yep, sounds about right.
You can't take women back to the Red Roof Inn, though.
No, you can't.
Why not?
You just can't.
You can?
Sure you can.
It's pretty rough.
No.
I think you can't. No.
I agree with you, Pat.
Yeah. Although that hotel sex is phenomenal. Wouldn't you all agree? Isn't it great?
Well, all of a sudden, I'm on Tom's side now. He's doing this to himself.
Yeah, no.
Let him talk.
I think he had a shot at this gal until you said that.
No. No. I think you just...
I didn't say anything. Let's move on here. All right. I'm sorry. You were just going to meet her for coffee anyway. Section.
It was just coffee is all.
Now, were you getting coffee at a place near the hotel?
I assumed we didn't get
it escalated rather quickly.
We didn't get that. You know, it's kind of out there in the ether, in the Gossamer. It's like, yes, let's have coffee.
That's what you say now, yeah.
Are you going to handle her order? I'd like the large double frappuccino. She'd like a water.
Hold on, let me get some change from the car.
The implication
with the one hot cup.
Yeah, I've got to go to a friend's house and just check the couch.
I'll gladly pay you next Tuesday for a coffee today.
I think she's going to come back next week.
God, you're such a jerk.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
That means you're going to be in town next week, too?
Well, hey, yeah. You're here every day.
Heck yeah. You know, he's got a point. We're all here every day. Why isn't Pat here?
Why are you teasing me? You're here every day. I don't say nothing.
This is my job.
The man needs gas money.
You know what? That's looking on the bright side. He's not here every day.
Hey.
That's true.
Well, let's move forward.
Hey, thank you so much for watching this year in review. Be sure to check out our full playlist on YouTube. We have 7 other videos for you to check out.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch all 8 year in reviews to feel like, you knew what happened in 2018.
That's right.
As we welcome in a very funny 2019, looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And be sure to go to bobandtom.com for more goodies and as well as bobandtomstore.com if you didn't score some of those Christmas deals.
Great shirts like this
at
bobandtomstore.com.
That's
very exciting.
Have a good year, everybody.
We'll miss you.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.